gives me 80 kings. Mm. I've got 120 points. Want to keep playing, Billy?
If I had your luck, I'd quit the police force and play pinochle for a living. I'm packing you in, Dan.
Okay. Let's see. Now, you owe me exactly 28 cents.
Yeah.
I'd let you keep it if we could get some action down here at headquarters. Tougher sitting around waiting for something to happen than it is to catch a murder gang.
You're not kidding. I think maybe I'll try you once more before I quit you. Deal cards, Dan. Maybe I'll break your luck this time.
Anything you say, pal. Usual stakes?
Suits me fine. Just don't give me my usual cards. I'm about due to... Hey, robbery alarm, Dan. Last we get some action.
Let me take a look. It's the office of the Wellington Loan Company on Rugby Street. Burglar alarm wired to the safe.
There go the boys. Get going, Dan. We'll miss the fun.
Yeah. If we get a break, we'll grab whoever it is messing with that safe. Rugby Street isn't far.
Come on, get in the old bus, Dan. I'll drive you there in no time.
That suits me. Let's step on it, though. Some of the boys are on the way out already.
Get the car and we'll catch them.
Catch the other cops or catch the crooks?
Other cops first. Flip on the siren, Dan. Alarm and letting whoever's robbing that safe know we're coming. They heard the alarm go off anyhow.
Right.
Hold tight, laddie. Here we go.
Sit down, Vance. Sit down. Glad to see you.
Thank you, Markham. Nice to see you, too. My secretary called me at home this morning and gave me your message.
Vance, I asked you to come down here because we ran into one of those ridiculous murders last night.
Oh?
A racketeer named Tick-Tock Maxwell was shot to death. We know the time he was killed, but aside from that, nothing.
Tick-Tock Maxwell?
Yes.
Rather an unusual name, Markham, isn't it?
He used to be a watchmaker, I believe, but that isn't important.
In a murder case, the only thing that is important is finding the killer. What time was the murder?
Exactly 10:02.
Mm-hmm.
Neighbors heard shots at that time, and the medical examiner is certain that that was the hour of death.
Well, inasmuch as we don't have anything else to go on, let's find something else. Can you leave your office now, Markham?
Hi, D.A. Got good news.
Oh, it should be very good news for you to come breaking in like a hurricane, Sergeant Heath.
It is. Hi, Vance.
Hello, Heath.
D.A., get this. The burglar alarm attached to the safe at the Wellington Loan Company went off last night. My men were there 10 minutes later. By that time, whoever had opened the safe, it's grammed. But at 10:30, only a half hour after we got the alarm, we had a complete set of fingerprints.
How complete, Heath?
You'll find out. The guy left a print of his right hand on the safe handle. We compared him with the prints on file, and D.A., we got a set that matched. How do you like that?
Sounds very interesting, Heath. Whose prints are they?
Fellow named Carter. Frank Carter.
The racketeer?
Yeah.
Was he turned safe robber?
What's the difference what he's turned? We got him cold. One set of prints on the safe, only one right on the handle. D.A., I'm going up to grab Carter.
Like to go, Vance? It might be interesting.
You go if you like, Markham. I'll find out what I can about the murdered Tick-Tock Maxwell. Sometimes dead men can be more interesting than live ones.
While Sergeant Heath is searching your apartment, Carter, perhaps you'll tell me where you were at 10:02 last night when the Wellington Loan Company's safe was robbed.
Yeah, the district attorney, you find out.
He won't talk so tough in a minute, D.A. We could take him down and book him right now on those prints we found on the safe.
Try it, Heath. I'll be out on bail in an hour.
You might get out for a while, Carter, but after the trial, I guarantee
hey,
that
you... D.A., get this. 3 packages of $50 bills and the wrappers still around them. Look, Wellington Loan Company. Found him in his desk.
Well, Carter, I don't suppose you have to do any talking now. This is conclusive enough. Come on, let's go.
Why? Because that Heath planted some dough in my place? You still got nothing on me, D.A.
Oh, the tough type, huh, Carter?
Tough enough not to take any kicking around from you, and this'll prove it.
Oh.
Taking a punch at an officer, huh? Mr. Markham, would you turn around a minute?
I think I'll go into the kitchen and get a glass of water.
Hey, D.A., don't do that. Don't leave me with Heath.
I won't be long.
Carter, we got everything we need on you. Let's hear you.
Okay, lay off, will you? Lay off.
Oh, hi, D.A. Listen to the little boy here. He's just decided he's got something to tell you.
Oh? Have you caught her?
Yeah. Last night at 10 o'clock, I robbed the safe at the Wellington Loan Company. I admit it.
I'll go downtown with you. Just give me a minute to comb my mouthpiece and another minute to put something on this eye of mine.
Oh, look, girls and boys, let's do it right this time. One, two, three, four. That's all it is. A simple one, two, three, four. Like this. Look, I'll show you the step for the last time. And will you watch me, please? Pick it up, Tommy. All right, now there, that's it. You see what I mean? That's what I want. Tommy, no, that's all right. Hold it, Tommy. Okay, now, kids, will you do it? Only do it right this time.
Oh, that's the way we do it.
Come on, now. You've been rehearsing 3 days on this routine. It can't be that tough.
But it is, Mr. Barton. I mean, it actually is.
Oh, it is it, Miss?
Yeah.
Look, you're the one that's been messing up the steps the last couple of times we tried this. Will you concentrate? Keep your mind on what you're doing. It's one, two, three, four. Can you understand that?
Sure. One, two, three,
four. Yeah. Okay, Tommy. Give the kids a pick up it. And let's get it right this time, kids. Hit it, Tommy. Maisie.
You want me, Mr. Barton?
Yes, I want to talk to you.
Did I do something wrong?
Did you do anything right? Maisie, Mr. Connor's in the audience watching us. He's going to wonder why I don't get rid of you so these rehearsals won't take so long and cost him so much money.
Oh, I don't think he'll mind. I mean, I actually don't.
All right. Never mind what you think. If you think. Just do it right this time
so
I don't have to...
Come on down here in the audience. I want to talk to you.
Oh, I'm coming, Mr. Carter. Okay, Maisie, go on over with the other kids and relax.
Thanks.
Take five, everybody. I'm on my way, Mr. Carter.
Good. Hey, Barton, how long does it take you to teach a chorus a routine? 2 months?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Carter. I guess the kids are a little tired. They'll do better.
Well, they better do better. What's going on here? This is my first crack at show business, and I need straightening out. All I know is I got 40,000 in this clam bake already, and we ain't past the chorus routines. Maybe I need a new dance director.
But I'll have everything smoothed down by this afternoon, Mr. Carter. I think I'll have to change one of the girls, though.
That's another thing I want to talk to you about. There's a girl in the line, Maisie Evans. Take her out of the chorus.
Thank goodness.
And make a star out of her. I don't know how, and I don't care how, but do it. I promised her, and I keep my promise.
But Mr. Carter...
Are you going to do it, or do I have to get somebody else?
Well, I'll try. Okay, kids. Places again. Now, I'm coming on stage, and we'll run through the number once more. Now, come on now. Places. Let's go, Tommy. Okay.
That looks better now, Barton.
Thanks, Mr. Carter.
Hello, Carter. Remember me, Philo Vance?
Ah, Vance. Sure. I remember you. Sit down.
All right.
Down to watch my show?
No, I came down to see you. I went to headquarters to find you, but Sergeant Heath told me you were out on bail.
Oh, that robbery rap. The Wellington Loan Company thing, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, I think they got me on that one, Vance. I was a sucker to leave Prince, but when that alarm went off, I just wanted to get out of there.
That's how Sergeant Heath reasons. Carter, did you know Tick-Tock Maxwell?
The guy who was killed the other night?
Yeah, I knew him. Casually, of course.
That's not the way I hear it. I understand you were his partner.
News sure gets around, doesn't it? I see what's on your mind, Vance. You think maybe I killed him? Uh-uh. I was robbing a safe at the Wellington Company when he was knocked off. It was the same time, I understand. Lucky for me, I got an alibi.
Yes, it is. You really take over for him now, don't you? You're the number one boss now.
So people keep telling me. You want to know the truth, Vance? I'm retired. I'm going into show business. I'm back in this show here. I'll have something going for me when I get out after taking the rap the jury's going to give me on that safe job.
Of course, I don't believe you're retired, but I don't suppose that interests you.
What don't interest me is you around here. You want to get lost, Vance, or you want I should throw you out?
It might be fun having you try. What makes you so tough, Carter?
The fact that I'm out on bail, and I haven't been judged guilty of nothing yet. Right now, I'm a respectable guy, and I can have you tossed out of here legally if I like. Make sense?
Yes.
It so happens I was leaving anyhow, but I didn't want you to get the idea you could throw me out. Does that make sense? So long, Carter. I'll be seeing you.
You think? Go on out across the stage, Vance. It's easier for you. Only keep away from the dame.
I will, and Carter.
Yeah?
I've got an idea about you, and this little talk hasn't changed it a bit.
All right, now, kids, we'll see what we can do.
Vance.
Oh, hello.
Mr. Vance, you don't know me. I'm in the chorus of this show. My name's Maisie. Maisie Evans. When could I see you?
What's the matter with right now?
Oh, no, no good. Too many characters around. One too many. Frank Carter.
Oh? What about him?
I know something about TikTok Maxwell's murder, Mr. Vance. He was Carter's partner, you know. I want to tell you about it.
Well, I most certainly want to listen. When can you see me?
Oh, we'll probably quit rehearsing around 11:30. How about midnight in your office?
I'll be there, waiting for you. Miss Evans, I've been here since midnight. You're late, but come right in.
Mr. Vance, I'm scared. I'm awful scared. I had to wait to be sure I wasn't followed. If anybody saw me come to see you, I'm cooked.
Do you think anybody did see you come here?
No, I'm pretty sure they didn't. Look, Vance, this is the story. Frank Carter knew his partner, TikTok Maxwell, was going to be killed. He was with me up till about a half hour before the murder. Then he came back a half hour later and he was all smiles.
That proves nothing, Miss Evans.
Oh, don't I know it doesn't prove anything. If I had any proof, I'd have gone to the police. All I know is that he was in on the murder somehow. Alibi or no alibi. I've been playing up to Frank, Vance, but it was Maxwell I really went for. I want you to see that Maxwell didn't catch a slug from a killer that's going to get away.
I can assure you I'll work on this, Miss Evans. Thank you for coming. Shall I take you home?
That's all I need to be seen with you. No thanks. If you want to pay me off for the tip, find the guy that got Maxwell. Deal?
It's a deal, Miss Evans. And thanks for coming down here to give me the information you did.
Oh, no trouble. Only do something about it, Vance.
I'll try. Call you at rehearsal tomorrow, Miss Evans.
Yeah.
Good night.
Have a good talk with Vance, Maisie? Scared you, too, didn't I? Ain't that too bad. What did you tell Vance, honey?
Well, nothing, Frank. How could I? I don't know anything. I mean, I actually don't.
Cut the dumb act, Maisie. I know you were sweet on Maxwell. Now, come on. You and I got a date at my place.
No, no.
But don't you try biting my hand, kid, or I'll knock you out. And a lump wouldn't look pretty on your pretty head. Now, come on, kid. Don't make me drag you. My place ain't so bad once you get used to it. Only I ain't sure right now whether I'm going to give you that much time. You ain't happy leaving good enough alone, huh, Vance? You had to come to my house to pester me.
Carter, where's Maisie Evans?
Who?
Oh, that's the way you're playing, eh? You know very well who she is. I just called her at rehearsal and she hadn't shown up. So I know you must have her, just as I know that your friend who let me in the house is standing right in back of me.
And he stays there, Vance. Until you leave, that is. Right on.
Right.
You keep wanting me to leave you, Carter. What's the trouble? Don't you like my type?
You keep hanging around me, Vance. What's the trouble? Do you like mine?
You've never been further wrong in your life, Carter. Now, you listen.
No!
That's exactly what I was thinking. That girl is somewhere in this house, and I'm going to...
You know, Leo, you could have done a better job on Vance if you'd have shot him instead of banging him on the head.
It ain't too late, boss.
No, but it might be a little too early. Tie him up.
Okay.
Hands and feet, and drag him upstairs where the girl is. He wanted to find her, he'll find her. And the cops will find them both if they drag the river good enough tonight.
This is District Attorney Markham. The TikTok murder case began with the finding of the body of TikTok Maxwell, racketeer. Philo Vance suspects his former partner, Frank Carter, who we believe was robbing a safe at the time of the murder. Carter is out on bail, and Vance, who has been investigating him, has been missing for several hours, and I can't understand what's happened to him. He may have run into trouble while investigating the Maxwell murder.
Who is it?
Oh, that you, Miss Evans?
Yes.
Philo Vance.
Oh.
Apparently, I've been thrown into the same room where Frank Carter was keeping you.
Grabbed me when I left your office. He's afraid I know something.
Oh, that's a good sign.
What good's it going to do us? My wrists are tied, my ankles are tied. I can't move.
Well, I'm tied up in the same way. Exactly where are you, Miss Evans? It's so dark in here, I can't see a thing.
You keep talking, Vance. I'll roll over to where you are. Your voice will show me the way.
Very well. You know, it seems to me that we're being kept here only as a temporary measure. I think... Oh, here you are, Miss Evans.
Right next to you. Vance, are we really sunk?
Maybe not. I'm going to roll over to my left side. There. Now you lie on your right side with your back to me.
Okay. There. What's this for?
My wrists are tied, but my fingers are free. If I can reach the ropes around your hands... There, I've got them. I think I can untie those knots. Yep. Yeah, now they're coming loose.
Keep working on them, Vance. Only hurry up. We don't know when they'll come back for us.
Doing the best I can. There.
My hand's free, Vance.
Good. Now work on mine. Quickly, Miss Evans. I don't know how long I was unconscious, but I do know I want to get away from this room.
There. The rope's off your wrist, Vance. Work on your ankles. I'm getting the rope off mine.
Right. We're still in Carter's house.
Yes, this is a room in the attic. I've yelled myself blue in the face, but nobody heard me.
I did, which accounts for my being here right now. There, I'm untied. And there's probably a guard outside.
You think so?
Well, there's only one way to find out. Now, listen, Maisie. Go bang on the door and yell, let me out, let me out.
Then the guard will know I'm untied.
That's right. He'll come in to investigate, and that's all I want him to do.
Okay, if you say so.
Would take the light out of here so I can't see.
You can't see anything, but you'd feel that, couldn't you, my friend? Well, that makes us even for smacking me over the head with your gun. Come on, Maisie, let's get out of here.
Don't give me any excuses, Heath. Find him. Vance is in the city someplace, and I want him found.
But, D.A., it takes time to find a guy in this city. It's a big city, and he's only one guy.
Heath, practically every one of your cops knows Philo Vance or what he looks like.
Yep.
I want them on the job every minute. Philo Vance must be found, and quickly.
Well, we'll do the best we can.
Any more quickly than this, could it, Martin?
Vance. Heath, never mind. Vance just walked in here.
Sorry to have caused you all that trouble, Markham. Forgive me. I didn't mean to get myself kidnapped.
I don't want to know anything as long as you're safe, Vance. Except, of course, if you want to tell me what happened.
Sure, Markham. A girl came to see me. Apparently, Frank Carter saw her come to my office and he abducted her. I went after her and was knocked out, but I managed to get away.
I'm glad you did. Where's the girl now?
She's over at my secretary's house. She'll be safe there. You know what she told me, Markham?
No, something about the Maxwell murder?
A great deal about it. She said that Carter was with her up until a half hour before Maxwell was killed. And he joined her a half hour after that.
You're trying to tell me that he had the time to kill Maxwell. I know that. And I know that he had the motive, too. He was Maxwell's partner. But I told you, Vance, he has an alibi. He was robbing the Wellington Company's safe at the time of the murder.
Then we'll break down that alibi, Markham.
That's going to be difficult, Vance.
I know. But I'm going to do something about it in just about an hour.
Cut it out, will you, boss?
You let him get away, Leo. You let him both get away.
Don't, boss, don't. I couldn't help it. Stop clipping me.
That isn't all I'm going to do. Vance and the girl are both here, both tied up, and you let him get away, Leo. I could kick you. I ought to cut your heart out. I'm going to fix you.
You aren't going to do anything at all, Carter, except stand still.
You had the guts to come back here, Vance?
Of course. I don't have a great deal of apprehension about taking care of you, Carter, when there's nobody in back of me. Looks like you've been chastising your helpmate here.
He's been slugging me because he thinks I let you get away.
I wish he'd been here to try and stop me.
That's brave talk with a gun in your mitt, Vance. Toss it away and let me hear you talk then.
I may do that, Carter. Your name's Leo, isn't it?
That's right.
Get out of here. Get out fast before I change my mind.
Don't worry, I'm getting. I'll be out of here before you know it.
You made an awfully funny picture darting out that door, Carter.
I got no sense of what's funny or not about a picture. What's going to be with you and me, Vance?
The first thing I'd like is for you to tell me you killed Tick-Tock Maxwell.
Well, I could tell you that, and it wouldn't mean a thing. The police know I was robbing a safe at the time the murder was committed.
They think that, Carter. A minute ago, you wanted me to throw my gun away. Remember?
You're not going to be sap enough to do it.
I think I am. There. There's my gun. And now do me one great big favor, please, Carter. Try and get out of here. I've been looking forward to this moment for quite a while. Please, try and get past me to that door.
Hello? Wellington Loan Company. Agnew speaking.
Mr. Agnew, this is Philo Vance.
Vance? Don't tell me you need money.
Not exactly. What I need is information. Mr. Agnew, what kind of safe do you have in your office? The one that was robbed, I mean.
Well, it's a large safe, Vance. Large and unwieldy. We kept all our cash and records in it. Why do you ask?
How is the burglar alarm connected to it?
It's wired to the handle. When the handle turns, the alarm goes off.
I see. And you say the safe is unwieldy.
It's pretty old. The door's heavy and sticks. Takes quite a tug to open it. Strictly a two-hand job unless a fellow's pretty strong.
Thank you, Mr. Agnew. I was hoping for a break like that in this case. You've helped me a lot. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
I appreciate what you've told me, even though Frank Carter won't. Markham, Heath picked up Carter's stooge, Leo, didn't he?
Both Heath and Leo are in the next room right now, Vance.
Good. Markham, you're due for a surprise. A big one. Tell Heath to bring Leo in, will you?
Right.
Yes, Mr. Markham.
Ask Sergeant Heath and his prisoner to come in here, Miss Henderson, please.
Yes, sir.
Markham, Frank Carter tried one of the cutest tricks I ever heard of to cover up the fact that he killed his partner, Maxwell.
Carter killed Maxwell?
Mm-hmm.
But how could he? He was robbing a safe at the exact time
he wanted you to think that, my friend.
Get in there. Get in, I said.
Okay, okay, but you don't have to shove.
Oh, hello, Vance. Hey, you let me get away from Carter. Help me with the cops, too, will you?
I may, Leo, if you help me. Leo, at exactly 10:02 on the night Tick-Tock Maxwell was killed, you were at the Wellington Loan Company offices setting off the alarm.
Who saw me?
That isn't important. You wore gloves and you turned the handle of the safe. That set off the alarm. Then you got out quickly before the police arrived.
I had to do that. Carter made me. Only I didn't steal nothing.
I know you didn't. That was all done earlier. Well, Markham, there's Carter's alibi shattered. He wasn't at the Wellington Company at 10:02 at all.
But his fingerprints were on the safe, and he had the money in his apartment.
I can explain all that, and I will, when you have Carter rearrested. This time, for a murder.
Again tonight, ain't it, Bill?
It's okay with me. Just deal the cards, and I'm satisfied if no alarms go off and nobody wants any cops at this hour of the morning.
Thinking of the Wellington Loan safe job that Philo Vance busted for us, hmm?
Yeah. You know how he knew that Frank Carter wasn't in that office at 10:02?
No.
I saw the report. Seems it was a big safe.
Hmm?
After you got the combination and turned the handle, you had to really yank to get the box open.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Vance reasoned that a guy would use two hands to do that. But we only found one set of fingerprints on the handle. Just the right hand.
Well, that wouldn't mean anything definite, Billy.
Maybe not. But if you were opening a safe that was tough, and you were using only your right hand on the handle, you'd put your left hand on the side of the safe to give you leverage. Anyhow, that's what Vance claims.
He ain't wrong either, come to think of it. And come to think of it, there weren't any left-hand fingerprints on the side of the safe. What did happen anyhow, Billy? Who did steal that dough?
Well, here's the whole story. You deal the cards while I tell it to you.
Okay.
Carter got up to the Wellington place right after it was closed. He gimmicked the burglar alarm so it wouldn't go off and opened the safe, stole the money, and then closed the safe door, making sure he left a nice, clean set of prints of his right hand on the safe handle. Then he left.
Go ahead.
Well, when he was killing that Maxwell guy, he had this Leo, his stooge, go up to the Wellington joint and trip the burglar alarm.
I see.
Carter knew the cops would find enough evidence to lead them to him, and he actually wanted to take a burglary rap.
He did.
What could it mean? Maybe 5 years. And he'd be in the clear in the murder he'd committed. He'd be out and have all the dough he and Maxwell would have had to split. See why he did it?
I sure do. Kind of cute. That Vance is awful smart. Well, let's get our pinochle game going. time we started to play.
Yep. We start right at the end of the Tick-Tock murder case.